God bless you.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
God bless you, my friend. God bless you. God bless you. This is Apostle Evangelist William Foster here for Total Recovery Healing Ministries, along with Turning Leaf Ministries. Today we want to talk about what God did for you. The message today is, I did it for you. And I hope and pray that one has had a wonderful weekend thus far. The Lord is yet blessing, yet moving, and he wants us to know where he is. That's why he's moving us with him. He's opening up the eyes and hearts of the people and showing where he's going to be for us, oh God, in this time and day in our lives. Well, seems like all hope is lost and everybody and everything is going chaotic all around us. But the Lord said that we can just learn to keep our footing in the crumbling society, and he will show us the way. I believe David said it so very well in his path. God, he showed us the path of life. Yes, and in his right hand, as we stay in his face, we have pleasures forevermore, because there is peace in his presence. But the Lord is blessing, and he wants us to know that, look, I've never left you, nor will I leave you, nor would I ever forsake you, but I'm with you even unto the end of the earth, to the end of the world. So the Lord is saying, come on, I need y'all to catch up, get out the mustard, and quit dragging like molasses. But he wants us to move, and he wants us to see that he's forever changing, rearranging, and showing forth his mighty acts in the earth. Oh, God, it's not a time for us to be downhearted and distraught, but God said he's working a miracle even now. So let's go to the Father in prayer and see what the Lord has to say on today about this message, I did it for you. Father, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your understanding. Oh, God, Lord, we pray that you just open up our hearts and minds and ears that we may hear, that you will help us to hear. And oh, God, even see that what you have us to see through our daily living, God, and through the attacks of the enemy and how he will try to come and change and rearrange some things in our lives, God, at the very instance of what we never knew that would happen. God, we know that you will lift up a standard and raise up a standard against them, Father, as we pray up and praise up a standard, believing and trusting in you, God, and holding on to the hope, oh God, and being steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in your work. Father, we appreciate you for your blood. We thank you for your son. We thank you for your keeping power. And we pray, God, that you just continue to fill these, your listeners, your people, God, with your Holy Spirit, Father, Jesus, of hope, help, and love. Oh God, that we may be at peace in the midst of the storm. In the name of Christ Jesus, we love you. We thank you for all things, and we bless you forever. Thank you, God. Amen. Yes, now today we want to go to Matthew 26, beginning at the 28th verse. I want to jump back also into the Old Testament in Zephaniah, the third chapter. Matthew 26, beginning at the 28th verse. The 27th, I'm sorry, let's start there. He said, then he took the cup and gave thanks and offered it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink anew with you all in my Father's kingdom. When they had sung a hymn, they went out of the Mount of Olives. I was over to Zephaniah, the third chapter. He says, sing, I'm going to start at verse 14. Sing, O Zion, O daughters of Zion. Shout aloud, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken you away from punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day, they will say to Jerusalem, do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord, your God, is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take delight in you. He will also quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. The sorrows for the appointed feasts I will remove from you. they are a burden and a reproach to you. At that time, I will deal with all you who oppress you. I will rescue the lame and gather those who have been scattered. Ah, I will give them praise and honor in every land where they were put to shame. And at that time, I will gather you again. And at that time, I will also bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among the prophets of the earth. I will I restore your fortunes before your very eyes. Now, we look at this, and we also look at back in Matthew 26, how when the prophet Jesus himself began to tell them, look, there's some things that I've done, some things that I'm doing, some things that are going to change after this part of the Passover for me, for I am the great sacrifice, is what he was trying to get them to understand. I am the one who is going to step up, our God, and step out into the abyss of the unknown for you all to take on a lot of slander and a lot of hurt, a lot of, oh God, confusion, a lot of, oh God, anguish, a lot of diseases and a lot of, oh God, illness and infirmities and all sorts of things that will come in and try to plague your mind. And the Lord Jesus himself is letting us know, I'm getting you ready for the great day that is at hand basically already, and a greater day to come. Oh, but he said, I'm putting some things in your path to show you how the enemy wants to come in and destroy you and to tear down everything about you. But God himself, who has blessed us and raised us up together, being knitted together in our hearts with the unity of the bond of the spirit of peace, he's blessing us to move forward. And if anybody has ever been in the military or had a husband or yourself, a father, uncle, you know, have ever been in the military, they say, you know, forward march when you're in the how God group of men and women who are in basic training. They teach you how to mark time march, or you're marching in place and you're just standing still. But God said, it's time to start moving forward. There are some things that I am doing in your lives, and I'm blessing you to get to the pinnacle of, oh God, the projects for which I have began in your very, very existence of lives. A lot of us get stuck in the place of just existing when God is saying, no, I don't need you to be still. I don't need you to be stagnated. I don't need you to mark time march forever. I need you to make up in your mind to let me pull you forward or push you forward or launch you forward into your destiny, into a place where there are some great things that I have blessed you with already before you even got to the earth. I'm giving account to you because you are the one who I have chosen, whom I have called, whom I have destined or designed to be in a specific place at a specific time. Jesus here was telling them, the apostles that were there with him, he said, look, I'm about to be betrayed. I'm about to be set up to be set on so I can be settled to settle you or set you all out to be blessed and know that whenever you need me, you can call me and I will be there. The scripture goes on and talk about where after he had God made the statements that he made, the shepherd, how they had been stricken by the men and how they'd been smitten by the men and how he had been hung on the cross and, oh God, the things he was getting ready to endure and encounter, these men who were with him, they could not believe it because they no, you're too great for that. You're mightier than that. We know that you're not just going to go out like that. We know that you have the power to overcome the darkness and the forces of the enemy. We know that you have the power to call in a legion of angels. Oh, God, fight of faith for yourself and for us as well. But see, you got to understand, sometimes when people are with you, they get fearful, especially when you are basically in control of the pack. So when you are in control of the pact, oh God, they look to you. They're depending on you. They're relying on you. They want to know that there can be that they can be confident in you enough to know that you won't sell them out, or you will not slip, or you will not fall, or you will not falter in whatever you're doing. Oh God, in leading them or in bringing them into a place that is a wealthy place or a happy place or a free place or a place of prosperity. Oh, no doubt in my mind, a lot of times when Jesus was with them, even as recorded in the Bible, how he had to escape, he had to get away even from the disciples and go somewhere and pray to, oh, God, to get recharged or to get renewed or re-energized or get restored by his Father because, Jesus, many pastors, they go through so much when they're going and going and going and pressing and trying to get a point across to the people to show them that God is working wonders, that God is working signs, that God is yet in the healing business, that God is yet moving in the mindset, Jesus, of that distorted heart or that distorted mind of that mother or that father who don't understand why the child is gone astray. And I know I've done everything that I possibly could from that child, be it male or female. I know I did anything and everything possible, God, not to spoil them, but to show them, God, how to walk upright before God, how to live right before God. Why? Because I've taken on the heart to show them that, God, what the Lord told me, Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Well, I need to understand something. I need you to understand something, should I say. God, the children are basically looking at you. Not only the children, but your husband and your wife, your spouse. They're looking at you. Oh, God, trying to see how you will handle certain situations because they know, oh, God, that they've been with you so long a time. But, you know, it's something how, just like when the apostles and the disciples, they felt like, well, we got a handle on him. We know how he's going to talk. We know how he's going to turn. We know how he's going to twist. We know how you going to trace this situation, but you got to understand, they couldn't have had to figure Jesus out, because if they could figure them out, they wouldn't have been able to ask him so many different questions, and he had to talk to them in parables and show them, look, all is not lost. You may think that, God, you're going through a storm. You may think that the oppression and depression is here to beat up on you and turn you down and, God, push you in a bottom shelf, but I came, that you might have life. And that more abundantly, and if you believe in me, you shall not perish, but you shall have everlasting life. But a lot of us are so stuck on, let me just follow. But nobody understood that he was allowing them to be followers, to be leaders. Oh, God, Jesus, because he already knew that when he left, he had to leave them with something or send something back to empower them. Thank you, Jesus. But, that's what he's trying to teach us. He said, don't set your eyes so much so on man, but set your eyes on the of man. Thank you, God. Jesus, why? Because Jesus said it so very well. A tree is known by the fruit that it bears. So your children, they're looking at you. That husband, that wife, they're looking at you. They want to know that in the place of despair, in the place of downfall, in the place of grievance from a bereavement, from a death of a family member, they want to know, are you able to bounce back? Are you able to, teach them something? That when they say, well, she was doing it, so she can't do it or he can't do it any longer, any further. So let me do what I know that they would have done for me. Jesus, so that's what Jesus was trying to show and teach the disciples. Look, you have a power that's inside of you that's been nestled up, nestled down so much that you forgot that it was you that I infused and infested with my power to show you why it is that you're able to do what I can do. Why did he say it like that? Watch this. He said, these works and greater works than these shall ye do also. Jesus, so therefore, I'm leaving a power, I'm leaving a precious treasured gift with you. Just make sure you don't abuse it. Don't take it and use it for vanity of your own stuff. Don't be taking it just to, show somebody that I can do it. I'm the man, I'm the woman. Hold up, baby, it ain't even about you. It's about what God needs from you for the next individual. Oh, God. But, we get stuck on stupid and caught up in our own minds and self-centeredness, and I self-indignated ways. But hold on, who were you? Who are you? Who did hold on? I called and chose you for a purpose. For power, a purpose for power. And the purpose for power is for wherever you are, where you are, I need to be able to use you at any way and any time because you got to understand, I sent my son down there to do this for you, oh God. And I sent my son to do this for you. It is for you to, oh God, even watch this, to help
get your mind adjusted. Why do I say it like that? He said, because he whose mind is stayed on me is what kept in perfect me. And because he trusts me, I will become his everlasting strength. I will become his Jah, this Jehovah. I will become the power that he or she needs up on the earth to overcome what Satan is seemingly trying to bring into their lives, into the lives of their children, into the lives of their family members. Oh, God, I don't have time for you to sit around and whimper and weep and cry about what it is that you feel like the devil is doing. Don't give the devil any power. I didn't tell you to do that. I said you use the power against the enemy. Oh, Jesus. Oh, and God told him in Zephaniah, you got to understand, the Lord said, I am blessing you because you stood the test. You stood still. You've prayed, you've stayed, you've worshiped, you've praised me, you've, oh God, endured, oh God, the power of trials as a good soldier. Now it's time for me to give you a reward, oh God, not just a reward, but an award, my God, because you have diligently sought me, oh God, you have diligently gave your whole heart to me, you have diligently praised me, you have diligently done it without complaining or murmuring or bickering or arguing of any such. You set yourself in a place where, oh God, no matter what it is, Father, those who slay me, yet will I trust you. I'll take on the Job spirit. That's fine. I'll go through that because I know that this affliction is just a light affliction. It's temporal. It's not something that's going to last forever. Thank you, Jesus. Who said that you was going to be broke or bent forever because you lost a job? Oh, God, see, it's only seasonal. Oh, God, see, sometimes, it's something how he employs us. A lot of things that happen with us are seasonal. But he had to open up our minds and understanding. Oh, God, preach falsely because it's me too. He had to open up our minds and understanding to show us that what you're dealing with, oh, God, I just want to know if I can trust you. If I can trust you to still give me the praise, if I can trust you to still worship me, if I can trust you to still keep coming to me and praying, if I can trust you to still come give due diligence, oh God, to my name and to give me homage and tell me that you still love me, oh God, tell me and show others that you still, oh God, believing in me and hoping in me. Yeah, it's okay. I allow some things to hit your life, Jesus, but to understand this now, if you just thank me for the how, oh God, and don't just be trying to always ask, Lord, why, or when, just thank me for how I'm working it out in your favor. Thank me for how I'm working it out in your behalf. Children, thank me, oh God, in the place of where nothing else matters. Good God, today I lost this, but Lord, I still thank you. I lost that, but God, I still thank you. I almost lost my mind, but God, hey, I appreciate you because you restored the joy down on the inside. Why did I say it like that? Because David said, created me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit, a gentle spirit, a meek spirit, a steadfast spirit, a holding out spirit, a resisting spirit within me. Thank you, Jesus. And if you, oh God, create this thing in me, a new heart, then I know that you're taking out the stony heart and going to put in, oh God, a heart of flesh. Oh God, so this way, I know that God, when you touch me, I can feel it. Oh, Jesus. And as I feel it, the fact of the matter is, oh God, the word is coming alive and expressing to me the thing that God has already promised me and told me that all I got to do is wait. Oh, Jesus, well, what am I waiting on? He said, oh God, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And he shall do what? Strengthen your heart. Why? Because I've set my affection on things above. Yes, Lord. I'm looking to God, the author and finisher of my faith. He is the only one who has helped me and has blessed me and protected me along the way. He's the only one that's given me the dunamis, dynamite power. Oh, God, when I shout, I explode the enemy's plans. Yes, Lord. He's the only one that has given me the power, oh, God, to tread over serpents and scorpions. Oh, God, he told me if I eat or drink any deadly thing or poisonous thing, it will not hurt me. I don't worry about what nobody's doing. Thank you, Jesus. I'm more concerned about how I'm doing well and what I'm doing for God because God is my help and my help. My God, he is the strength of my life. He is my portion forever. Thank you, Jesus. He is called the great lines of inheritance and prosperity to fall to me. Oh, God, I have a great, goodly godly heritage and a lot from God. Thank you, Jesus, that the devil does not want me to see or know about. Thank you, God. He doesn't really care about me praying. Satan doesn't really care about me. Oh, God, Jesus, come and read my Bible. See, he don't really care about none of that stuff. Oh, God, he don't even really care about my praise like that. He doesn't. But the thing is, and what's going on when I'm doing the Bible reading? What's going on when I'm doing the prayer? What's going on when I'm doing doing the praise? What's going on when I'm doing the worship? Well, Satan don't want you to have the knowledge that if you do it and you do it effectively through belief, oh, God, that you can overcome him. Oh, God. But the problem is we just do it out of empty rhetoric. Mm-hmm. We just do it because somebody else is doing it. Oh, God, because it looks good, because it sounds good. Jesus, but God said you got to get past the familiar spirit. Jesus, and a lot of what is happening in the church nowadays, people have the jargon down packed. Yes, they know how to shout to the tune. They know how to clap to the tune. They know how to tap to the tune. They know how to dance to the tune. But hold on. What about the song that was in your heart? What about the song that was down in your belly? What about the song that was in your soul? What about the song, my God, that you still had and was holding on to? Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. What about, oh, God, never cross? What about, oh, Jesus, oh, God, what about the other song you had? Well, said, God, either way you bless me, either how you bless me, I'm going to be satisfied. Yeah. What about that type of song? Oh, Jesus, did you hold on to what God told you, his unchanging hand? Thank you, God. He'll never leave you, never forsake you, never take you to a place where you'll always be without. Oh, God, he said, I'm building you and helping you in your trust factor. You got to trust and know that whatever I tell you, oh, God, you got to believe and know that whatever I tell you or have told you, it shall come to pass. Yes, God, he said, every one of my shells are loaded. Yes, God, loaded with blessings, loaded with mercy, loaded with grace, loaded with goodness, loaded with love, loaded with healing, loaded with power, thank you, God, to overcome the enemy who seemed to excel over you sometime. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, but I got to, oh, God, Jesus, I got a warning for the enemy. He had to back up. Thank you, God, because when I say Jesus, hey, glory to God, the name of Mahosia rings in the air, my God, it gets the devil's and every demon's attention. Oh, God, somebody down there calling on that name. Jesus, well, I ain't going to run to it. Let's run away from it, because I'm telling you, if we call you run to it, it's going to cut us in half. Thank you. It's going to split us to pieces. Oh, God, we got to get away. We got to get away. If I say, Jesus, hey, glory. Oh, God, healing has to come. If I say, Jesus, healing has to activate itself. If I say, Jesus, oh, God, Jesus. Deliverance has to come. If I say, Jesus, yes, God, oh, God, the pipe has to fall out of my hands. If I say, Jesus, oh, God, the dope smell has to get out of my nose. If I say, Jesus, oh, God, help me, the spirits got to deplete and delete themselves from out of my pocketbook. Yes, God, when I say, Jesus, oh, God, cancer has to flee. When I say, Jesus, something has to happen because he's done something for me down on the inside. A change has taken place, and I am not the same any longer because Jesus is going to be in my spirit. And I, oh God, all I have to do is tell God, look, I need your glory. I need your power. There's something that's happening, God, and I don't understand, oh God, how to do, what to do, why to do, but I thank you, Jesus, for you knowing how. My God, I thank you, Jesus, for you directing the how in my circumstance in my life. Jesus, I'm dealing with this concerning my father. I'm dealing with this concerning my mother. I'm dealing with this concerning my, oh God, co-workers. I'm dealing with this concerning, Jesus, my manager and my supervisor, my director. Jesus, I'm dealing with something concerning my bills. I'm dealing with something because of my money don't look like it's, oh God, quite right. It's looking quite funny right now. But when I say Jesus, the power of God has to come forward and begin to create, oh God, and magistrate some things for me. Yes, Lord, because the name Jesus is telling, oh God, everything that's in my life today has to line up and act right. Oh God, Jesus, when I say Jesus, glory to God, the peace, oh Bahasha, the whole sea of God has to come to do some things, oh God, to stir the Moshe Kedashia, to stir up my mind and my heart, to let me know, look, you can make it. You can make it. These things, these trials that you're going through, oh God, God's going to see you through. You can make it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, I've been down before, but I'm back up on my feet now. Thank you, Jesus. I'm like that palm tree that's in Florida. I'm like that palm tree, yes, God, over there, way over in Arizona somewhere. I'm like that palm tree that, oh God, when the wind and the storms and the violence there, the storm come beat up on it. Yeah, it may sway. It may bend. It may rock, but it won't break. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, because I've been planted by the rivers of water. Yeah, God. And I've been steadfast in God and unmovable and always about it in his work. And everything that I know about God is real to my life, real for my soul, real for my heart, real in my spirit. Yes, God, because I have something that he has done for me. Oh, God, in my time of living, because, oh, God, I know that I could wake up and do this on my own. Who said I was going to wake up the next day anyway? So I went to bed praising God, went to bed praying, went to sleep thanking God for my life, thank you, Jesus. And actually, truth be told, it ain't my life, but it's his life. Oh, God, but because he give me the power, give me the strength from day to day to go on and walk on and do his work and to do it his way. Yes, God, I'm grateful because Jesus, oh, God, is on my main line, and all I got to do is call his name, and I can tell him what I want. Thank you, God, Jesus. And, oh, God, and there's a miracle making. Miracles are happening. Miracles, oh, God, are just manifesting themselves all around me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, he's a wonder in my soul. My soul cries out, hallelujah, when I think about his goodness that he's done for me. Yes, God. Oh, God, he's making the cake in my life. And it seems like sometimes the cake takes a little long to be made or to be baked. But God said, don't you worry about it. Thank you, Jesus. It's slowly rising to the top. It's slowly get ready to overcome and slowly get ready to come to fruition. Yes, God. But just know that if you wait on me, then be of good courage. Wait on me and be of good cheer. I will bless you. I will strengthen your heart. I will direct your path. I will block out the enemy. I will destroy everything that he's doing to you and make you mentally anguished in your soul and in your heart to make you be downtrodden, to make you feel, oh, God, somewhat dysfunctional, to make you feel, oh, God, that nobody really cares. But see, the thing is, oh, God, the problem is, we have to get rid of the pride. Oh, God, we have to get rid of the, this hard situation to what we feel. Saying the Lord rebuke you, that nobody cares for us. Yes, God, but God said, I care. Oh, God, that's why I sent my son to do exactly what he said, and I said that he was going to do. Yes, he may have slipped almost in his mind. Most times I don't know what it is. To you, let this cup pass from me. But hold on. He had to get a grip in his mind and say, hold on, but I'm not here for me. I'm here for the people. Yes, God. And I'm here to help the people out. I'm here to show them that God is concerned about them, that God is making a way, God is working a wonder, that God is on the main line, that God is moving on their behalf, God is moving in their favor, that God is getting ready to show them, oh God, what it is that he wants them to do, how and why he put them on the earth to bring out the men and women who are left in darkness or who have been put in darkness, who have been chained and put in captivity of darkness by the enemy, huh? But see, Satan, the Lord rebuke you because the Lord, oh God, his light has caused us to be able to shine in dark places. Yes, Lord. Oh God, when we thought we were the hardest, meanest criminal, or we thought we were the most whorish individual, or we thought we were the most lustful, nastiest individual, or we thought we were going to be on drugs forever, or we thought we were going to be addicted to the alcohol, addicted to the sex, addicted to all types of perversions of anything, oh God, anything that idolized over God. But God said, no, I've destroyed the enemy for your purpose. I've helped you and helped you to the next level in your life. I'm showing you that it is not going to be like that forever. Yes, Lord. If you just hold on and hang on in there, oh, God, I'm going to bring you up and bring you out. I'm going to set you up, oh, God, on high. Yes, Lord, and let you see how you've overcome your enemies, how you've overcome the plan of the enemy, how, oh, God, and how the devil wants you and decides to have your soul and wants to sift you. I got you. Thank you, Jesus. I got the back. I got the front, and I got your side. All you have to do is renounce the spirit of fire, the spirit of anguish, the spirit of disbelief. Yes, Lord. And know that whatever it is that I promise, I'm well able to do, well equipped to do. I'm going to show you how the enemy, oh God, is messed up. I'm giving you the strategy, oh God, and the plan to overgo and to forego the enemy. Yes, Lord. Oh, it's because God is doing so many marvelous things in our eyes and so many marvelous things in our walk. The enemy knows that his time is short, his time is near. But God said, no, don't you worry. I got your back. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. So I'm working a wonder in your favor and in your behalf. That's why he's so easily and readily told us, no weapon that is formed against us shall ever prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, I shall condemn. For this is the heritage of my servant, and my righteousness, their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So I pray that your strength and that your heart will be encouraged even more so, that God can help you, hope you, and bring you into a wealthy place in your life. God bless you. I love you, and I pray that you're encouraged, and I pray that this word helps somebody somewhere, some way. God bless you. I love you, and pray my strength in the Lord. God bless.